We're back now with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got approximately 53 more minutes of modern mainstream jazz ahead of us. We hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the pianistic artistry of Bobby Timmons. And this is from his Riverside album, called In Person. And on In Person, we've got Albert Tootie Heath on drums, Ron Carter on bass backing up Bobby Timmons. And this is a great, almost like a semi-classical tune that's a favorite of a jazz artist down through the years, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That's Bobby Timmons on piano with his trio live at the Village Vanguard in 1961, released on the Riverside label. And on that particular track, Bobby let bassist Ron Carter do most of the heavy lifting, and he played just a really excellent bass solo. We also had Albert Tootie Heath there on drums. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, George Shearing's up next. This is from an MGM LP entitled When Lights Are Low. And it features George on piano, Chuck Wayne on guitar, Don Elliott on vibes, John Levy on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. And they're going to do a Victor Herbert tune entitled Indian Summer. Indian Summer, a classic written by Victor Herbert, in a season that's escaping us as we speak. Featured George Shearing on piano, Chuck Wayne on guitar, Don Elliott on vibes, John Levy on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. That was from an MGM LP released in 1955 entitled When Lights Are Low.
Here's another track played by our highlight artist, pianist Bobby Timmons on the Riverside label, cut in 1962, with Sam Jones back on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums, of course Bobby Timmons on piano, and this is from his 1962 Riverside album, Sweet and Soulful Sounds. Here's into the Cole Porter songbook, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Up-tempo romp by our highlight artist of the week, Bobby Timmons on piano, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums, from a Riverside album cut in 1962 called Sweet and Soulful Sounds. What's next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from an LP entitled The Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band at the Village Vanguard. This is a live performance recorded on the Verb label and released in 1961, and it's a 12-piece group. In addition to Mulligan on baritone sax, we'll hear Don Ferrara, Clark Terry, and Nick Travis on trumpets, Bob Brookmeyer, Alan Rafe, Willie Dennis on trombones, Bob Donovan and Gene Quill on alto sax, Jim Reeder on tenor sax, Gene Allen on bass clarinet, Bill Crow on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by J. Green, F. Eaton, E. Heyman, and R. Sauer. And it's entitled Body and Soul. Thank you. And that was the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band with Body and Soul. This was a 13-piece group. Solos there primarily were by Mulligan on baritone sax and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. That was from a Verve LP released in 1961 entitled Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band at the Village Vanguard.
Next up is a Riverside album cut by Bobby Timmons, our pianist, highly artist of the week, in 1963 on a Riverside label. And this is the title track, Born to Be Blue, written by Mel Torme. And in the rhythm section, we have Connie Kay on drums out of the Modern Jazz Quartet and Sam Jones. And so let's listen to Born to Be Blue. Thank you. title track from Bobby Timmons' Riverside album cut in 1963 called Born to Be Blue. And on that particular track, we had Sam Jones on bass and Connie Kay on drums backing up Bobby. So what's the next track, Al?
Well, Lester Young's up next. This is from an LP entitled Giants of Jazz Volume 2. And it was released on the ARS label, which is a subscription label. And it features Lester on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do an Irving Berlin tune entitled This Year's Kisses. Thank you. that was this year's Kisses, featuring there Lester Young on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from an LP entitled Giants of Jazz Volume 2, released in the ARS label in 1957.
Next is a 1964 Riverside album by Bobby Timmons called From the Bottom. And we got Sam Jones back on bass and Jimmy Cobbs on drums backing up Bobby Timmons. And this is a great song written by Robin and Ranger called If I Should Lose You. That was an up-tempo version, If I Should Lose You, cut on Riverside label 1964 by pianist Bobby Cummins, our highlight artist of the week. And also had a fine drum solo there by Jimmy Cobb. Sam Jones was assisting on bass. So what's the next item on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon. And he's collaborating here with organist Groove Holmes. And the LP's entitled Blues for Spoon and Groove. And it was released on the Surrey label. And it features Groove Holmes on organ, Teddy Edwards on tenor sax, Jimmy Bond on bass, Frank Butler on drums, and of course, Jimmy does the vocals. The tune, I did not find an author for this tune. I suspect it was Jimmy Witherspoon. The LP that this tune is on is a compilation of previous works of this group, so I traced the tune back to its first appearance, which was on an LP entitled Take This Hammer, but there still wasn't any credit given to the author. The tune is entitled Loser's Blues, and for the time being, we'll just assume that Jimmy Witherspoon wrote it. Loser's Blues with Jimmy Witherspoon doing the vocal, backed by Groove Holmes on organ, Teddy Edwards on tenor sax, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. That was from a Surrey LP released in 1965 entitled Blues for Spoon and Groove.
All right, we're going to do another track by our highlight artist, Bobby Timmons. And this is from his album, This Here. And this is a composition that Bobby Timmons wrote. And it became very, very popular in the jazz community. Cannonball Adderley had a hit on it with his quintet. And Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers played it all down through the years. This is a kind of a jazz classic now, by Bobby Timmons, playing his own composition on the piano, called Moanin'. Thank you. pianist Bobby Timmons playing his own composition, Moanin', cut on a Riverside label in 1960, entitled This Here is Bobby Timmons. Backed up tastefully by Jimmy Cobb on drums and Sam Jones on bass. Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We hope you've enjoyed the sounds, and we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 o'clock with some more swinging modern mainstream sounds. So how are we going to close out the show, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a big band led by Gil Fuller. It's from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1965, and it's entitled Gil Fuller and the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra. It's a 21-piece group, and the featured soloist is Dizzy Gillespie. And the tune they're going to do is entitled The Man from Monterey, and it was written by the pianist in the group, Phil Moore.